Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to intervene and then even bring some not necessarily concluding remarks, because I believe that this is a discussion that is being initiated. And I think what we just witnessed here is really how this topic triggers so many relevant debates that you're going to have a very challenging task getting these different layers of discussion together that naturally emerged here through the different interventions of the speakers today. These, number one, affirms how the issue is a present, even if we do have, of course, this definitional challenges, is a present debate and concern in all different scenarios we have in electoral processes, in conflict situation, or dealing with different sort of crisis. But I would just like to come back to two basic ideas and respond also to some quick interventions. I think that there are just two major ideas that when we initiated the conversation were like, be careful first not to overestimate the role of technology in this debate. Yes, technology is present and will be appearing everywhere, but it's technology in combination with other factors. So that's, I think, it was very clear in these different interventions. The number two is legal interventions. They are pertinent in very specific and scenarios, and we do already have instruments. And then responding to the question on, do we have, of course, situations where there are necessary interventions to be made with regard to incitement. These, they do not cease to exist, and we should not tie the hands of those taking action in these very specific cases. But at the same time, of course, this action would always have to conform to the requirement principles that orient the implementation of any restriction to freedom of expression. And we have ample production around that. If you look into how to address incitement, let's look again at what was the body of the work, for example, on the Rabat plan of action, where of course a threshold test is offered in terms of like assessing when really that speech reaches that level that requires this legal intervention, or what kind of legal intervention. And even in that case, for example, even if we just move for a moment and look into the hate speech discussion, it's very clear that legal interventions are part, but they cannot be the only part of the way that that these issues are addressed. When they become the centerpiece, or when they're kind of raised to this level of the most important instrument, there are significant risks. Why we're talking about ambiguous interpretative processes which can be abused. So we should never forget that aspect. Then a quick remark with regard to, sorry, my comment on the 83 instruments. They were introduced. That doesn't mean that they were adopted, and doesn't mean also that they were solely on disinformation. This was a compilation in the context of the COVID crisis. What there is not simply that they were, some of them were abandoned, some of them were revised. They just demonstrate how much eagerness and how much sort of, that was the way that legislators and responded to concerns. Now, these responses may not be the most adequate. They may start not conceived with this broad understanding, and then they're later on adapted. And with that, I move to my final point here, which I think it's a delicate aspect. One of the discussions that enters automatically the room when we start discussing this information is how digital platforms, or how especially big companies, are behaving and how they're responding or not to the different concerns that have emerged here. And here, we need to make a bit of a distinction of the necessary steps that have taken to better regulate that space and the addressing disinformation. Because if we do address this very complex roles that companies have sort of assumed in the way that debates, even commercial exchanges, have like transformed our media systems, our information systems, solely from the point of view of disinformation, that can be a bit reductionist and can also lead to some sort of misguided regulation. That's also another important discussion that is connected to the disinformation discussion and where a lot has been, you know, gained. And I think this example of, I think Colombia speaking about social media for peace, this joint effort between different civil society actors, platforms, and authorities in providing a more transparent environment where people navigate with more awareness of how interventions are being made, that's critical. So sorry for the a bit confusing overview, but I think these two topics are I think of great importance. We should be careful not to, again, overestimate the relevance of technology and not to transform this discussion into what is the best way of regulating platforms, because then you would enter into a broader universe. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.